This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I don't know if David did what we now call journaling, but many of his psalms sound like he did. Psalm 62 begins with an affirmation of what he knew about God and his relationship with God. Then he describes what he was feeling and thinking at the time, being oppressed and pushed down or toppled. In response, he takes what he knows in his heart and starts truth-talking to himself. He also shares with others what he's saying to himself. He reminds himself that he has no reason to fear man, nor to trust in ill-gotten material resources. He concludes this journal entry with another brief, pointed affirmation of truth about God. Journaling is a good discipline. To start, write down your thoughts about what you're presently going through. Then reflect on truth you already know about God and your relationship with Him. Get it firmly established in your mind and heart. This takes time and effort in Bible study, meditation, and even interaction with others who might help you understand the truth. It also requires being honest with yourself and God about what you're feeling and thinking. Then take the truth you know and truth talk to yourself as an antidote to what you're feeling and thinking. In addition, write yourself a truth note as a journal entry. Always remember, God is strong and loving. He knows what you're going through and He knows how to handle it. Take time to write a thank you note to God in your journal and identify anything you've learned through the experience. If you'd like to review this message, you can go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.